Wilson came to Akron in 2014 to head the law school. But when the two-year tenure of President Scott Scarborough imploded last summer, Wilson was picked to take over. He says his early months have been focused on stabilizing the university's relationships with faculty, students, and the community, and on helping to recover from steep drops in enrollment and contributions. Akron's operating with an $18 million deficit this year and expects another deficit next year.
It won't be as significant next year as it was this year, but with the planning that we have in place in terms of a new scholarship system, revamping our graduate assistantships, looking at doing a whole host of conservation measures without harming the student experience, we have this two-year plan that will work and allow us to balance the budget within 2 years.
You mentioned buyouts. How extensive do you think those will be?
The buyouts, because they're voluntary, will really depend on, who is going to be at a point in their career that maybe they're going to be stepping aside for one reason or another. Maybe there are some other opportunities that are out there. We really haven't spent the time yet talking with our faculty, talking with our staff and others in terms of what that might exactly look like. But that's on the agenda for this month and next.
How many of the big administrative salaries you were carrying are gone this year?
I would have to go back and look. I mean, I can tell you that last year, if you look at our budget, we reduced our operating expenses by $20 million. This year, what you're seeing is more and more of these large administrative salaries fall off. One of the things that I tried to do when I came in as president was to set an example in taking a compensation package that was far under market, with the idea of we all need to band together right now. We need to be conservative. But I don't have the exact figure in terms of what the overall adjustment's going to be at the end of this year.
Talk about your approach.
It truly is all about communication, and it's about connecting with the individual. And so I'm a huge believer in rolling up my sleeves, connecting with everyone on a person-to-person, one-to-one basis, hearing what they have to say, understanding who they are and what their concerns are. And even at the end of the day, if the decision that you make isn't consistent with the desire of, let's say, a staff member or a faculty member, whoever it might be, they will know that you've taken the time to listen to them, to understand them, to do everything that you can to try and support them. And if you have that relationship, if you have that ongoing flow of communication, my experience in leadership has been, they will understand at the end of the day, and that everybody will fall in line and hopefully support each other, unify, and move forward.
Jumping to a national issue, do you see University of Akron becoming a sanctuary university regarding immigrant students?
That's really something that we haven't talked about, up until now. We've been focused on so many other things. One of the things that I can tell you is as, we move forward with my international background, having over 25 years international experience, having been involved in the international education realm, looking at international education and globalization of our campus as being one of our prongs of transformation, that, that's an issue that will come up. One of the things that I did as dean of the law school was, we went out and started an immigration and asylum clinic to help folks in the area. This is the first semester that we'll be running this, and so we're very excited about the potential that has to train our students in terms of immigration law and the practice of that type of law, but also to be assisting folks in the community as well.
You teased with scholarships.
I did.
Go further.
I'm gonna keep you waiting on that one, but my track record in terms of being in higher ed in leadership roles has been to try and take the uncertainty out of the scholarship process, to invest in the students as we move forward. And so you can look at seeing a new program that is going to do just that. It's going to remove the uncertainty from the new scholarship process, invest in our students, and find every way possible to keep them in school and to get them graduated.
That's Matt Wilson, the president of the University of Akron. He said during his speech that the university's graduation is lagging at about 40%, tied to what was essentially an open enrollment policy until 5 or 6 years ago. He said he'll be delving into issues ranging from finances to academics that keep students from graduating.